The 2004 presidential election officially is underway. The Bush-Cheney campaign last week formally entered the fray, and over the weekend, the Democratic hopefuls staged their second debate. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Why did the president decide to go into campaign mode so early?
Well, the Democrats are out there, and they're making it clear that they're going on the attack. In fact, this last debate, they instead of attacking each other, they all ganged up on the president. So it's he is ready to fight back. He knows that the economic situation is such that he needs to get his message out and try to protect himself on the economic flank. And he wants to raise a good deal of money. He doesn't want to take matching funds under the campaign finance system, so he wants to raise lots and lots and lots of money, so he doesn't need to do that.
The president's pushing hard for his tax cut, and Congress seems to be going along. What about the other issues Congress is dealing with?
Well, there's defense, for instance, and this week both houses of Congress are likely to take up the defense bill. But with the campaign in mind, let's look at some of these other issues. The tax cut that the president has pushed and pushed and pushed for helps him enormously with the base of the Republican Party, people who believe strongly that the government should get smaller and that taxes should be cut. So that gives him an opportunity that he's fought for that and on the war by shoring up the base with those issues. He has the opportunity to go out and try to reach out to other voters, independent voters, particularly women, on other issues. So he has pushed for a big AIDS bill, which has now passed both houses of Congress. And now he has let it be known that he is for the expansion, the extension of the ban on assault weapons. Now, this is a very interesting issue because it's not necessarily that women are going to vote on the gun issue the way that people who are gun advocates do. But for them, the rhetoric coming out of the White House is very significant. At least that's what pollsters tell us. And that if the president seems to be on the right side of issues that women care about, they like that. And when you take something like the assault weapons ban, when it passed the Congress the first time, Bob, it was because of the women in Congress. 23% of Republican men voted for it, 67% of Republican women, and by the way, 72% of Democratic men, and 89% of Democratic women, only passed by a couple of votes. So you see how important the women's vote in Congress was there. It's interesting because the base, as I say, should be secure, but you have in the House of Representatives the Majority Leader, Tom DeLay of Texas, who seems to only talk to the Republican base. So he has said he will not bring up the assault weapons ban for a revote. And he's trying to say that there will not be a conference committee on the tax bill between the House and Senate in the normal way that Congress behaves. He's going to try to work around that. Now, Speaker Hastert has, on both counts, said not so fast here, but there is clearly a problem there in the Republican Party in the House.
Well, Mr. DeLay also is reported to have been instrumental in the Texas redistricting plan that was shelved last week when the Democrats in the legislature decamped to Oklahoma.
He was in trying to draw a map that was attributed to him of giving lots more seats in the Texas delegation to Republicans. Look, what we're dealing with here, Bob, is still the 50-50 nation. The election for president last time was 50-50. The House and Senate continue to be very evenly divided, and people identifying with both parties equally. And partisans on both sides are trying to figure out a way to tip the balance so they have a majority. Congressman DeLay is trying in a very unorthodox way, but that's what they're trying to do, and the president's trying to do it by reaching out to people beyond the Republican base.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.